Good morning, everyone. I will call to order the June 28th, 2017 variance hearing. I am Corey Teague, the Assistant Zoning Administrator. I'll be standing in today for Scott Sanchez, who can't make it today. He is the zoning administrator. I'm joined by our Executive Secretary, Ava Atahera Taylor. Just want to go over some information about the procedures for the hearing before we get started today. Regarding the order of presentation, sponsors or owners shall be allowed 5 minutes to present oral arguments on how the five findings are met to justify a variance. The applicant should also submit the declaration of posting when they approach to present their case. Any members of the public, both supporters and opponents to the proposed variance, shall be allowed 3 minutes each to speak. If there is any public testimony in opposition to a proposed variance, the applicant is allowed 3 minutes for rebuttal. I may ask questions of the applicant and or members of the public during the hearing. At the end of the item, I may close the public hearing and take the matter under advisement. I may continue the item to a future date, or I may take action on the item today. Because I'm filling in for Scott Sanchez on somewhat late notice, it is likely that I will take most variances heard today under advisement for additional review. Items that are listed on the consent calendar are matters considered routine by the zoning administrator, and if anyone would like to speak on these items, you can stand up when those items are called. The one item on our consent calendar is actually going to be taking off, so that's not incredibly relevant today. And then there will be public comment at the end of the hearing, and that will be for any items that are not on the agenda today. Members of the public are allowed 3 minutes each to speak at that time if they'd like. Regarding the required criteria for justifying a variance, Section 305C of the Planning Code states that in order to grant a variance, the zoning administrator must determine that the facts of the case are sufficient to establish the following findings. Finding one, that there are exceptional and extraordinary circumstances applying to the property involved or to the intended use of the property that do not apply generally to other property or uses in the same class of district. Finding two, that owing to such exceptional and extraordinary circumstances, the literal enforcement of specified provisions of the Planning Code would result in practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship not created by or attributable to the applicant or the owner of the property. Finding three, that such variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right of the subject property possessed by other property in the same class of district. Finding four, that the granting of such variance will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to the property or improvements improvements in the vicinity. And finding five, that the granting of such variance will be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the Planning Code and will not adversely affect the general plan. Please be aware that no decision is actually final until a decision letter is issued. Due to current backlogs, decision letters may take up to 2 months to complete from the date of this hearing. If anyone would like to receive a copy of a decision letter, please complete the sign-up sheet located at the far wall and provide your contact and mailing information. That's just over there. Regarding appeals of variances, the zoning administrator's action to grant or deny a variance application may be appealed to the Board of Appeals within 10 days of the date of the decision letter. And again, no decision is final and the appeal period does not begin until the decision letter is issued. Regarding other issues, private conversations can be very disruptive during the hearing, so please conduct all private conversations outside the hearing room. The next variance hearing after today is scheduled for July 26th, 2017, and audio recordings of variance hearings in the past are available on the Planning Department's website as a link on the hearing agenda for hearings on or after January 1st, 2011. So we'll now move on to today's calendar. I'll start with a couple of housekeeping notes. First, case number 2016-011752 for 130 Pfeiffer Street was inadvertently left off the published agenda. Therefore, that case can't be heard today and it will be continued to the July 26th hearing, and a new mailed and posted notice will be provided for that case. Second, item number six for 1530 48th Avenue will be continued to the July 26th hearing due to errors and inconsistencies involved with the processing of that project. Moving on, as I mentioned before, there is one item on the consent calendar for today's hearing, and that is item number one for 1515 Leavenworth Street. However, I did receive a letter of concern for this case yesterday, so it will be moved to the regular calendar, and it will be the first item heard today. And with that, we will begin the regular calendar.
Okay, number one of our regular calendar would be case number 2016-014696-VAR, 1515 Leavenworth Street, exposure variance sought. Project sponsor, please approach the mic. You have 5 minutes.
Hi, I'm Kelly Condon, the project sponsor. And losing time ever so slightly. Okay, so this project, there's two parts to the variance, two things that it applies to. The existing configuration of the building had two illegal units. Part of the intention was to legalize those units. And then there's also a new ADU being added at the front. The two illegal units are at the rear, but I can only legalize one unit. So these are the units at the rear. The rear yard, the reason for the variance is exposure. So the rear yard is only just over 14 feet, and for ADUs, you're typically required to have 15 feet. This particular building has breezeways down both sides that are almost 5 feet wide on the north side. And on the south side, we don't own the breezeway. It's the rear yard of the corner building, and it's 7'7". So those units, the yard depth is not an issue for the legalization, but it's an issue for the ADU. And what we're doing as part of this is legalizing the units entirely by reconfiguring them in a way that meets code. The existing units don't meet building codes. And we are widening windows and allowing more light in when we do that. The new ADU will be on the front of the building here. And these are larger than the minimum. They're about 400, this one is about 438 square feet. We have windows down the side in the breezeway, but the building on the front is partially below grade. Am I upside down? No, I'm good. Okay, so this is the front facade. This is our location for a window that we're adding on the street. There is a requirement in size for that window. That we can't meet because there's just not enough room to do it, and in a way that is compatible with the building, just aesthetically, to kind of be in line with this window width. And we're about to hit the ground, and we don't want our window sill right on the sidewalk. So the intention here, because we can't get that window to meet the full exposure requirement, is to have the windows that are on the side of the building weigh in to kind of bring more light in, because this abuts, this area is where we have almost a 5 foot light well, our breezeway all the way through, and it abuts a neighbor's matching light well. So that's how we plan to get light into that unit. These are the windows and doors on the rear units that have been resized to be larger. Given that the units are pretty small, these are substantial for providing light to those areas. The building is located on Leavenworth and Jackson. It's a transit-rich area. The units would be, well, automatically rent-controlled and affordable in that they're small, if nothing else. And that is how we plan to make it work. That's kind of it.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? Okay, seeing no public comment, I will close the public hearing for this item. One quick question is just in regard to the neighboring building, where the breezeway opens up onto. Can you just describe the features of that building and how it faces onto that breezeway? Are there any openings for that building there?
There are. So this is the plan again. This is the breezeway here, mm-hmm. and this is the wall of the neighboring building. So we have to do a 10-foot tall fire-rated wall against the property to protect these openings and to protect the exit path. These windows are shown in my side elevation here. They're every time you see a dashed rectangle, that's their windows. So they're not, they don't have any windows directly opposite because the new window and door fall right in line with this angled piece mm-hmm. here. So they, other windows at that point are above. Well, oh, they don't have any right there. Until maybe higher. Yeah, there's no windows on that piece. Okay. So there's nobody staring from window into window.
Okay. And what are the dimensions of the current, let's see, the current pathway and what it would be reduced to with the firewall?
Okay, once the firewall goes in, it's reduced to 4'2¼". Yeah, for a height of 10 feet.
Do you know what the minimum building or fire code requirement is for that pathway?
Well, for the exit width, it's 44 inches. Mm-hmm. So it's wider than required. Okay. But the rule for windows, you need to be 3 feet or 5 feet away from the property line. So these are fire-rated windows, and there's sprinklers over top of them because they're on the exit path.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I will take this item under advisement, and I'll let you know if I have any additional questions before we issue a decision letter.
Okay,
thank you.
Moving to item number 2, case number 2014-000205-VAR, 124 to 126 H Street, rear yard and exposure variances sought. Project sponsor, you have 5 minutes, ma'am. Yeah, mm-hmm.
We'll switch.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, no. Can you hear me without it?
No, we're recording you, so we need to have you in the mic.
Hello? Good morning. My name is Marta Katidis. I'm a syncopated architect to the architect for this project. Our project is located at 126 Hay Street, front also onto Royal Street at the rear. It is a through lot. Our project proposed to include expansion of the top unit to include a new third story as well as installation of the two new ground floor apartment units. The additional story will not be visible from the street. It does not alter the historic facade in any way due to the steepness of the existing slope roof and the height of the front parapet. And this here you can see the new third story addition in green. Today we are seeking a rear yard variance for the elevator and the exit stair, as well as for the exposure of the two new ground floor units and open space access to the same two units. Our client occupies this building with his family, including his elderly mother. Although the new rear stair and the elevator encroach into the rear yard setback, there's also a large exterior stair that encroaches onto the rear yard setback, which was approved by a previous variance in 1999. Additionally, our lot is unique that it is a through lot, whereas the surrounding properties are not of the same through lot configuration. As you can see from the site plan, none of the surrounding properties meet the 45% rear yard setback requirement by the current planning code. In our case, the proposed stair and elevator structures are of the minimal impact to their large rear yard deck located on our property due to the minimum size and the location of the structures, abutting the blind wall of the adjoining building. The rear stair must be maintained as a second egress for the unit and unit below. We had several meetings with the fire department to confirm that the stair must be maintained and made every effort to reduce the footprint of the stair. Due to the health of his aging mother, the elevators is necessary for his family to continue enjoyment of their longtime residence, a problem many aging members of our population will face in the years to come. Regarding the elevator, we've made changes to the design so the elevator stops at the second story and does not continue up to the new third floor. As you can see from the site plan, the new elevator abuts the adjacent building. The elevator shaft will not block any windows or open space where we have located it. We also do not expect any shadows to be cast by the elevator onto the adjacent properties. Finally, we can see from the site plan, we made every effort to reduce the overall footprint of these features so as not to impede on the mid-block open space by the pushing the structure up against the blank wall of the adjacent property. And this is a 3D model showing the elevator and the stair. Regarding the exposure of the downstairs unit, although the proposed downstairs units do not meet the 15 by 15 exposure area required, they do front onto a large light court, which is mirrored by the adjacent property. A proposed new front unit has a physical barrier to meet exposure because, although it faces Haight Street, it is located fully below grade and cannot obtain light from the street facade facing side without modifications to the historical facade. The light cord on the property is 8 feet by 32 foot 10 inches, providing extensive light, natural light into the unit. The mirrored light well on the adjacent property is the same size, increasing the overall light access to the area by 16 feet by 32 foot 10 inches. The unit will be very bright and provide much needed housing for the city. Although these units do not meet the dimensional requirements for the open space provided is quite nice and will be private to the two units. Currently, our client uses this area as a patio. There's plenty of room for the outdoor seating to be enjoyed by the tenants. Additionally, they do have access to the common roof deck on the level above through the garage space or Rose Street access and are in close proximity to the park on Octavia Street, just a block away. We have worked very diligently with the planning staff on this project over the past 2 years and believe we have reached a solution that conforms to the intent of the planning code, provides additional housing for the city, and also meets any need of our client and their family. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this item? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing on this item. I don't have any follow-up questions on this item at this time, so I'll take it under advisement, and I will let you know if I have any questions before the letter is issued.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Moving to item number three, case number 2017-002412 VAR, 138-140 Clinton Park, exposure variance sought. Project sponsor, please approach the mic. You have also 5 minutes, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Teague. We are here for an open space variance and a unit exposure variance for three units at Clinton Park. Next, please. We'll talk about the unit exposure, please. Our rear unit, which is a studio of 270 square feet, has an area of space that is 7 feet by 18.7. And what aids this unit exposure, what aids this unit exposure is these spaces that are underneath the utility porches. They don't meet the intent of unit exposure, meaning they don't go all the way to the sky, but it does increase the amount of light and the feeling of the unit below. Next. This is a picture standing at the back of the building looking into the backyard. which is 18 feet, 18.7 from the corner of the building. The other two units do not require unit exposure variances. There's only one, and this is the unit we're talking about. For open space, what is required for the building, which has six units, is 798 square feet. What is provided on site in existing condition is 431 square feet. When we add our three new units, just the unit exposure the open space required for those three units would be 399 square feet. And adjacent to these three units, there's 431 square feet. And in the past, when we've had these things, often staff has allowed us to, if our new units have open space, then the waiver has been granted. And that closes our comments.
Thank you. Are there any members of the public who'd like to speak on this item? Okay, seeing none, public hearing for this item is closed. One quick question I had, just looking at the plans, can you speak a little bit about garbage storage and where that would be located for the building? I didn't see anywhere in the plans where that would be maintained or replaced. And so there's a good number of units proposed here total for the building. We want to make sure that there's adequate space on site for garbage storage. And I may have just missed it, so I just wanted to ask that.
So where it is intended to go is, if you see on the right-hand side of the plan, there's what's typically called the tradesman's quarter. And the space directly underneath the secondary stair in front of these water heaters, this is where the trash will be stored here. And so all units have access through their back stair and then through the tradesman's alley to get it out to the street.
So that's the space under kind of those rear bays?
Yes, but the unit that doesn't require that I'm pitching, that this helps the air, the exposure, we would be putting it on the other side.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I'll take this item under advisement as well.
Moving to item number four, case number 2016-016573 VAR. 126 Divisadero Street, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor?
Good morning, I'm Michael Robbins. I'm the architect on this project. We're seeking a rear yard variance to accommodate a deck project. It's really the replacement of a deck that's already existing. The lot is non-standard in its dimensions and is truncated on a diagonal due to Castro Street in the rear. Because of this, the actual house, which was built in 1890, is actually already within the required 45% rear yard, according to section 134. The new proposed deck will be smaller and lower to the ground than the existing deck, which is failing due to dry rot. The homeowner is really just simply intending to replace the existing failing deck and balcony with one that'll be, as I said, smaller but also lower to the ground. The rear yard's very steep and as well as truncated, as I mentioned. So without the deck, the occupants really would be deprived of that usable space in the rear. The homeowners have held pre-application meetings and have completed the 311 notification process. And so far there's been no objections and the neighbors support the project. In terms of the five findings, I just want, as I mentioned, the lot is non-standard and it's truncated on one side. The house is already within the required setback, and so no deck would be possible without a variance. In terms of preserving the enjoyment of the property, this really allows them to use their rear yard. And the adjacent properties all have decks that are similar to this that project out beyond the house, and this would really just be filling in the same space for this property. As I mentioned before, I think that this is in compliance with the master plan in the sense that it allows the occupants to enjoy the use of their backyard. That concludes my comments.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Any members of the public who'd like to speak on this item? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public hearing for this item as well. I also have no follow-up questions on this item. Thank you very much. I will take it under advisement.
Assistant CA, we have a lady before we start moving to the next item. One of the ladies here had submitted a letter regarding 130 to 140 Clinton Park.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and we'll add this to the file.
Okay, we will add that into that. Okay, moving to item number five, case number 2016-003905 VAR, 1810 Green Street, rear yard variance sought. You have 5 minutes, sir.
Thanks. Good morning. I'm Rick Royal. I am the project sponsor for 1810 Green Street. We're here today to request a rear yard variance for a laundry room that we are intending to build on the back side of the existing fourth floor on a four-story building. On my site plan, I'll point out we are the second building in from the right. Right there is the rear deck, an existing rear deck, which is surrounded completely on both sides and behind by four-story buildings on the back and two three-story buildings on either side. on the deck, we are proposing to install a 6-foot by 12-foot laundry room, which will be new. The existing laundry room was on the lower floor below this fourth floor, and it was part of the kitchen. So we're proposing to move the laundry room to a area which is not adding any footprint to the existing home, but we are in the rear deck area exceeding our height limit. So our variance is to request to be able to raise the roof to meet the existing fourth story roof height. And I can show you that on the section. Okay, on the sections you see, let me get a pointer. The dotted line in the back, this area right there, is the 40-foot max height, which we're allowed. And this plan here shows where the max height is, right along the back of the existing building. And then it drops down to a 30-foot line, which is right there. All right, we are proposing to add this area here on the back deck. On
I believe that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are there any members of the public here that would like to speak on this item? Please come forward.
Please approach the mic. You have 3 minutes, sir.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Can you use the main
mic? Can you please allow him to use the middle mic?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. My name is Thomas Stelfer. I live at 1806 Green Street, which is a part of this duplex building. This project has been going on for over a year with scaffolding surrounding it on my property, which was put up without my permission. And I was not consulted on this project in any way. I'm the owner of this other property. And I learned about it yesterday, having returned from a long business trip. I was not consulted about the project in any way. I learned about it, frankly, by accident. And I don't know about the structural integrity. They talk about putting more and different kinds of structures on top, which, by the way, the next layer down is my part of my property, a bedroom, actually, where they're proposing to do this. I know nothing about how they plan to do it, what they plan to do, etc. So I just have a general objection to going ahead with this project, which has been going on unabated for about a year with limited involvement on my part. And I'm troubled because I simply don't know what's going on. So that's my statement.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other members of the public who would like to speak on this item? Okay, seeing none, public comment is closed. Project sponsor, you have a few minutes for rebuttal if you like.
Yes, at the beginning of the project, we held a pre-construction meeting as required for the application. The plans were presented for the rear deck laundry room addition. That gentleman attended that meeting. We have his signature and an affidavit submitted that he was at the meeting when we presented the laundry room project.
Okay, thank you. A couple of quick questions.
Sure.
You mentioned that right now or previously the laundry room or the laundry facilities were actually in the kitchen on the floor below, so like the third floor?
Yes, sir.
Is that, I didn't see that on the plans exactly. Can you just point that out or
yes, sir.
Give me a better idea of where that's located and how that works now?
On the existing floor plans?
Yes.
Which will be page A2.0?
Yes.
All right. On the demolition plan, the kitchen area, you will see the washer dryer marked with a dotted. Here, I'll point it out.
Okay, thank you very much. And so to the neighbor's comment and your comments, is this part of a larger, is there other work going on through other building permits? Is this part of a larger kind of upgrade or retrofit?
Yes, sir. There's an interior permit that we also pulled early to replace floors, bathrooms, kitchens. Put in new electrical components, a new furnace. Yeah. And we have permits for all those items.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I will also take this item under advisement, and I will let you know if I have any other questions before issuing the decision letter.
Thank you, sir.
As discussed earlier, item number 6 will be continued to July 26 hearing. So item number 7, 2014-002016VAR, 17 Grace Street, rear yard and exposure variances sought. Project sponsor, you have 5 minutes.
Good Good morning, Mr. Teague. My name is Juancho Isidoro. I'm the project designer. Our project address is on 17 Gray Street. The site, the lot, is a through lot between Gray Street and Washburn, between Howard and Mission Street. We seek and request a variance for two items. One is a rear yard, and the other one is exposure. The rear yard variance that we seek is because we chose to have a frontage along Washburn. So we designed the building to have the rear yard in the middle of two separate buildings. And the second item that we are asking for as a variance is for the exposure. By code, it's required to have a 25-foot dimension or clearance on both directions. We meet and exceed the requirement on one direction, which we provide a 35-foot depth. And then the area or the distance that where we don't meet is on one side where we have open ways or bridge, we call it, that connects both buildings. That bridge is actually implemented to provide two means of egress for both buildings. I also just want to point out that this is an elevation looking towards the bridges here. On the top floor, which is the fourth floor, because that bridge is an open bridge, that we do provide a 35-foot or 25-foot exposure on the top floor. But otherwise, we don't mean it on one direction, but we exceed it by 10 feet on the other direction. And I welcome your questions.
Thank you. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak on this item? We have a very shy public today. I'll close the public hearing. I don't have any additional questions. This is one of the projects I've actually had a chance to look at in some detail. But still, I will take it under advisement.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving to item number 8, case number 2015-013125-VAR, 676 Cap Street, rear yard setback, variance sought. 5 minutes, ma'am.
Good morning, Jody Knight from Ruben Junius and Rose on behalf of the project sponsor. This project proposes three elements: expansion of an existing street-facing home with vertical and horizontal additions and basement excavation to convert the three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bathroom home into a five-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bathroom home, and add a small 300-square-foot roof deck, which is pulled back from the street behind the new fourth-floor residential level, which is actually three floors up, but there's then some excavation. But again, that's set back from the street front. There's also proposed construction of a new three-story, three-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bathroom residential unit to the side of the existing building. And in addition, an addition of a story to an existing single-story accessory storage unit located at the rear to create a new three-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bathroom dwelling unit. And instead of a traditional rear yard, the project proposes four common yards and three private roof decks, which really provides better open space to those three new units on the property. A variance is needed because the existing home extends into the required rear yard, and the existing structure at the rear is located in the required rear yard. Again, both of those still have more than sufficient exposure and open space. And you can see here how the projects fit together. The rear, everything's built within the existing envelope except for the new side structure. We're just going up on those buildings and providing more livable and usable space for the family-sized units. The project is appropriately sized and designed for its surroundings. You can see here how the dwelling units fit together pretty perfectly on the site and also fit in with the surrounding development. There's a lot of full coverage lot development around. There's a mix of commercial and residential. There's no clear pattern of mid-block open spaces. Everything sort of fits together like a jigsaw puzzle there. And in fact, this property will provide more mid-block open space than a lot of the surrounding areas. The second floor of the rear unit, again, builds on the existing footprint, and the roof is proposed to match the existing building on Mission Street at the rear. We actually have a support letter from that Mission Street neighbor, and there's no opposition from either of the neighbors on the side of the buildings and the new building. You can see here from the street front how the existing building and the new building fit with the adjacent buildings. They're built against blind walls and are lower than the adjacent buildings, which again, there's really no impact on those properties, and there's no objection from those owners. The new building is lower than the cornice of the existing building and pulled back from the street front in order to respect the current, the existing historic home there. There were height reductions that were made to the rear building and to the existing building in response to RDT comments. And again, I think the project as currently proposed really kind of fits perfectly on the site. It provides three family-sized homes on the property in an area which is really perfect for infill development. It's in an area with a lot of public transportation. Obviously, we're in need of any new dwelling units we can get in the city. Literal enforcement of code requirements would prevent modifying the existing building, even though it's constructed within the same footprint. And it would also prevent us from really creating a usable family-sized dwelling at the rear of the property. The team is here for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any members of the public here for this item that would like to speak? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing for this item. I also have no questions on this item as well, and I will take it under advisement.
Moving to item number 9, case number 2016-016459-VAR, 29 and 31, 29th Street, rear yard variance sought. You have 5 minutes, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Teague. My name is Jeremy Schaub with Schaub Lee Architects. Subject property is 29 to 31 29th Street, located off of Mission Street in the Bernal Heights neighborhood. Just over a year ago, this entire corner was subject to a large fire. Two buildings had emergency demo permits issued. Ours, thankfully, is made out of concrete, so mostly survived. Part of this project is to rebuild and refurbish the interior and also to add a new second unit on the fourth floor. And the modification we're seeking is for the rear yard compliance. This is a little busy, as you can see, and that's because none of the adjacent properties have code-complying rear yards. The corner building is built the entire lot depth. This building has since burned down. They are undergoing planning department review for a replacement project. This building has also burned down, emergency demolition. There is a permit under review to completely rebuild in kind. This is our subject building, which is the smallest lot on the corner with an odd pentagon shape. And then our adjacent to the west is a two-unit over commercial building, which has recently completed their remodel. As I mentioned, there are it's a mixed-use building with two commercial units. That's the ground floor. As you can see, a portion of our wedge-shaped lot is open. There's actually an easement from our neighbor over that portion of the lot, so we're not allowed to build there. Here's the existing second floor to remain mostly unchanged. On the third floor, we show the existing deck that this residential unit has, and then our proposed fourth floor would be a new two-bedroom residential unit. We have shaped some light wells around our adjacent neighbor on 29th, so we have two approximately 5-foot by 5-foot light wells around their existing property line windows. And then we would be providing our required open space on the roof deck. The stair penthouse is all the way in the back of the building. As you know, four-story buildings require stair penthouses, so all the way in the rear of the lot. New private roof deck of 184 square feet. We underwent our preservation review. They didn't have any concerns about the original building or our proposed addition to it. Have some other elevations, but I can skip past that right now and get to our findings. Now, because this is NC zoning, we're allowed to propose rear yard modification. The first criteria is that residential uses are included in the new or expanding development, and comparable amount of usable open space is provided elsewhere on the lot. As you can see, adding a new unit, usable open space will be on the roof deck. And it's actually much more usable considering none of the adjacent rear yards have, or none of the adjacent lots have rear yards. Criterion B is the proposed new or expanding structure will not significantly impede the access of light and air to the and views from adjacent properties. So our proposed addition is directly above the existing. Actually, during our variance posting, I met with our neighbor, Vicky, who's sitting behind us, and she mentioned that she has property line windows, which we didn't realize at the time. So this version of the plans you see in front of you is slightly different from what has been reviewed before with the two light wells around her property line windows. So with that, we believe we meet criteria B to not impede access of light or air or views from adjacent properties. And criteria C is the new and expanding structure will not adversely impact interior blocks, open space. And as I showed before, there's very little open space within this block. And I say that because there's mostly the giant Safeway building just down the street, and they have a little access alleyway out to 29th Street. So the little block of, you know, these 10 homes, very little open space. So that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this item?
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Hello, for the record, Vicki Higgins. I'm representing 29th Street Investors LLC, which I'm an owner in the building at 33 and 37 29th Street. I just wanted to say that we do support our neighbor's addition. They were very kind in meeting with us and meeting our requirements for the light wells and addressing our window situation. For the record, we do want to say that we support the project as submitted. We wouldn't like to see it go any higher or impede our light any more than is already there. So with that, any questions?
Okay. No, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just one quick question for the sponsor. So just to be clear, the version we have for the hearing did not have the light wells. Are you going to submit that?
Absolutely.
To the okay.
Yep. And we're undergoing our 312 notification at present. That's actually starting today.
Okay.
And I believe they're sending out the new version of drawings. Okay. I was corresponding with staff.
Even if they don't, they wouldn't be required to be redone because this is a reduction in
right.
the envelope in a way that actually provides relief as opposed to
yep. And this is the design we want to go with.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I will take this item under advisement as well.
Moving to item number 10, case number 2016-010422-VAR, 69-75 Hill Street, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor, you have 5 minutes, ma'am.
Good morning. This is a request for a rear deck variance. And to start with, it's just this is just a quick intro of the building and what it looks like on the front facade. The deck that's being added is actually going on the this building was actually built in two phases. There's the original building that's very old, and there's a newer version of the building. The deck we're dealing with actually goes on this side of the structure that's the newer side in the rear. So I'll show you a couple of pictures to see where we're going with this. We made a request for the variance because we're replacing a deck that was not structurally sound. It was it sits on a roof that was actually framed with two by four joists, and structurally we were required to replace them to two by ten. By so doing, the part of the roof height of the structure below had to rise by almost a good less than 12 inches to accommodate the new joists. The good news is it's a replacement of the same deck that was there, but just structurally more sound. And we also wanted to bring in pictures to show that all our neighbors, this is the neighbor at 65 Hill Street, all of them are actually, all the buildings surrounding us are encroaching onto their rear setbacks, and we in no way interfere with what was already there before. So this is the neighbor at 65 Hill Street, one picture. That's another picture just showing what their deck looks like, how far it goes, and it goes all the way to the end of the property line. So that's our first neighbor. These are other buildings that you're looking at from the rear. The wood-sided building at the top, that also encroaches into the backyard, and it's touching, half of the structure is touching our structure, so you can see part of their building as well, the one I'm looking at. This is our building ending up to this line, and this other side of the structure is their side, and it also encroaches quite a bit of the rear yard. The third neighbor that we are looking at from our backyard. This particular one actually sits completely on the property line. So all the buildings that I think we're surrounded by in that particular area are all encroaching in the rear yard. And in no way will we be affecting what was already there and what they were looking at before. Coming back to the structure, the small, less than 12 inches of addition is what's triggered our variance, and we believe that since we're actually providing a more structurally sound deck and not enlarging anything that was previously existing, that we should be granted the variance. And the deck also provides an additional quality of life issue in that it really does provide needed open space for the unit that it sits on, which is specifically unit number 73. I have more pictures just showing what my neighbor's structures look like, and I think we're very comfortable in saying that everything that we are looking at and what was already there before should look the same, but just a much prettier and structurally sound deck than what was there before. So we ask that you please approve our variance as requested for the accommodation of that small minor vertical addition.
Okay, thank you very much. Anyone from the public like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I will close public hearing. I don't have any questions. Thank you for that. I will take this variance under advisement.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Moving to the last item in our calendar, number 11, case number 2016-003926 VAR, 403 Fair Oak Street, rear yard variance sought.
Good morning, Mr. Teague. My name is Juliana Raimondi. I'm the designer working on a project at 403 Fair Oak Street. This is the site plan. Essentially, what we're looking to request is this is the lot for the property we're talking about, which has
speak into the mic since we're recording. Yes, sorry.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Four units in the existing at the existing property. And what we're proposing, the unit or the parcel is a little unique where it's on a corner lot, so it's at Fair Oaks and 25th. 25th Street, there's in the rear yard, there's an existing two-car rear yard garage that was permitted back in 1966. So what we'd like to do is, what we're proposing is to rebuild this existing rear yard garage, which represents the status quo for the neighborhood and the existing property for the units. Here's a photo looking at the rear yard garage right there. And then you can see the eastern neighbor to the left. So what we're dealing with in across the street is also all of the buildings are currently built to the lot lines fronting the streets. This is the neighbor across the street. The existing garage is in disrepair. It's dry rotted, and the existing doors are carriage doors that encroach into the public right of way. So what we're proposing to do is rebuild it, lift it 2 feet to accommodate the modern roll-up doors, so that way we alleviate the safety concerns for people using the sidewalk. And also creating a roof deck above that garage to provide additional open usable space for the tenants. So currently on the existing site plan, and shaded in gray is the existing open usable space. So we'll be adding additional space above the garage, and then of course also building a metal stair or some type of access to access that space. Wanted to show just a quick elevation as well. This is the current elevation in the rear yard. So we're maintaining, and in the proposed, we're maintaining the existing block face as well. So the only area that we'd be touching is this rear yard garage, and then just rebuilding the fence above it, and then leaving everything else unchanged from the rear yard garage to the main house. And so here is the proposed elevation. I did speak to historic preservation, since it's a potential resource, historic resource, and they don't have any concerns with the rear yard garage. It's more just about maintaining the existing main house. And we're also proposing to use the same types of materials and aesthetics, so it keeps with the pattern of the existing property and the neighboring buildings. At our pre-application meeting, the design was really well received by the neighbors. And they're looking forward to the fact that this will be rebuilt with something that will look a lot nicer in the keeping with the character of the neighborhood. And there's also, and it represents the status quo for the neighborhood. The building across the street has a garage that is almost in line with the existing curb cut for these two rear yard garages. And one of the requests I received while this has been, the notice has been out for the variance was that just asking that we don't park any cars there during construction and then keep that maintained, because that's what they use to back out of their own garage. So overall, the feedback from the neighbors has been really overwhelmingly positive. We'd be adding additional usable open space for these tenants, additional 400 square feet. We'd be alleviating the safety or any concerns about the existing doors opening into the public right of way by modernizing them. And so the 2 foot increase is to be able to have the clearance for those roll up doors. And that's it, nothing else. And then of course, being able to get the clearance for a car to be able to pull into the doors. So with that, I think that covers most of all of the points and why we're asking for this variance. And of course, because it is in the rear yard garage, we have to, you know, ask for this. But I hope that you will approve our request.
Thank you very much. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this item? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing.
Okay.
I don't have any questions for you on this item. Thank you for the thorough presentation. And I will take this item under advisement.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That's the last item.
So with that, we do have public comment. If anyone here would like to speak on any item that's not on the agenda, you're more than welcome to. We have the room till 12. Okay, seeing none, we'll have no public comment at the end, and I will adjourn the hearing.